Welcome to Cruise Kibitz, where we give you all the advice that you didn't ask for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Cruise Kibitz. I am Cheryl, also known as Sid Cruiser.
I am Kiki from St. Reese Travels.
And I am Siobhan from Parker's On The Go.
And together we are known as Cruise Kibitz. And ladies, everyone. Okay, we have an interesting topic today. So today we are going to talk about the worst cruise advice we have ever received. Now, I know you're going to have to dig deep because I know you probably haven't had people to give you bad cruise advice, right? You think you can think of something?
Whose comments be comment?
Yeah. I mean, unsolicited advice. Who would give advice that I didn't ask for? I don't know.
Oh my goodness, that is okay. All right. Well, speaking of that, okay, so let's just jump right into it. So I'm going to ask you, Kiki, what is the worst cruise advice you have ever received?
Girl, you know, I had somebody tell me they're just going to leave my phone on the ship. Use it however much I want. And then, you know, work it out with Verizon after the ship, after the cruise is over. Because, you know, it should be easy for me to go to my carrier and say, hey, I use my phone all over the world. Don't charge me, right? Yeah, that's bad advice, y'all. Don't do that.
And especially Verizon, I know they would be like, oh, okay, yeah, you turn it on by accident? Okay, all right, no charge cool. At all.
Hey, I got a plan for that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Answer. Because I have literally seen people on conference calls on a cruise ship. I'm like, ma'am, no, please, like, no. The dog's going to be all right, I promise you. Don't worry about
it. But my carrier be like, oh, you on auto pay too? Yeah, go ahead, do it.
Oh, yeah, auto pay. Yeah, and unfortunately, I've heard some horror stories about, you know, people leaving their phones on and having a big bill from roaming charges. So, yeah, that can be. And phone companies, I mean, hey, you charge it, so they're not, you know, as nice or just, you know, okay, you made a mistake. Okay, we're going to just drop the charges. Yeah, they're kind of not like that.
Yeah. They want those roaming fees. That's what makes them.
Exactly. They are excited if you leave the phone on.
Yes.
Well, you got cruise coins. So, yeah. Go ahead and pay us.
So, Siobhan, what about you? Has anybody ever given you bad cruise advice?
Let's see. Well, I know we are the king and queen of waiting until the last minute to book. But gone are the days of waiting until the last minute to book. So my favorite cruise advice is, hey, you don't have to book it. Just wait till the last minute and the price is going to get cheaper. Mm-hmm. That's not the case anymore. Those days are gone. Gone are the days that you can wait until the last minute to book a cruise. Cruises are actually selling out a year, almost 2 years in advance now. So it's not going to get cheaper. It's going to get more expensive. You're going to book the cruise, book it early. Hard lesson I've had to learn. Book it early.
And I'll add on to that. Now, you all know I'm here in Florida. So one of the things that I was excited about when moving here was those last minute Florida deals. I have not seen one yet. I'm waiting. No. There are last minute deals, but I would not classify them as deals, you know. So, I just haven't come across, you know, a last minute deal. So, yeah, I don't know.
There you have it. Official Florida resident telling you,
don't do it.
All right. So I will share one. So I remember, I cannot remember what ship I was on, but I will tell you it was Carnival. And I had a guy come up, you know, behind me. He came out of nowhere. He just started talking. And he was bragging and trying to give me some advice that would help me. And he said, hey, do you know you do not, you can go down and remove your gratuities? and you don't have to pay at all. I do that all the time. I save money.
Cringe.
And so, and he is just so excited about this, how he's saving money about, you know, from removing his gratuities, and wants to share this tip with me. And I'm looking like at him like, oh, okay, all right. So I'm trying to distance myself. I mean, you do you. That's you. But no, that's yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, no. I think the crew works hard enough that we can give them their gratuities and
yes,
pay early. They'll save you some money when you give them the shit. I mean, it's the same money, but at least it's done. You don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Pay them people. You want to get paid for your job? Cut it out. All right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it's the service industry. And we know, I mean, we tip well for, you know, for good service. But to, you know, just because you can, you know, to remove a gratuity for somebody who's trying to go above and beyond to help you, to serve you, to make sure that you have a good vacation, and you want to remove the gratuities just because you want to save, what, $55, $100 or something like that, you know, that's, I don't know.
You put it back in the casino, you brought a drink with it. And yes, I understand, but still, everything that you're doing with the money you save is going back to somebody servicing you. So that bartender that made that drink with the money you saved, that's their money. So,
right.
Amen.
Don't you know they're going to take care of you if you take care of them?
All right. So let's see. Kiki, any other advice, bad advice that you've been given?
Yeah. So I've had people say that it really doesn't matter what ship you book, just get on the ship. And I get that to a certain extent, like any cruise is better than being at home, right? But when you know what you like and you know what you don't like, me just going and picking the cheapest ship that's available is not going to work in my favor. I'm going to be unhappy. Like, I'm going to still make sure I have a good time. But you know, when you like certain things about cruise ships, and you book the cheapest ship that's out there, and you might end up on the cruise that turned me away from a certain brand for very many years. I don't throw no names out there, Barnival. But... yeah, you can't just blindly pick one without any kind of research and knowing what you're getting yourself into. You spend a lot of money on cruise, whether it's a cheap one or not. Those are my coins that I work for, and I want to make sure I get the experience that I want out of it. And so you kind of got to make sure that you're doing a little bit of research to at least know that you own a ship that, you know, has the things that you want out of a cruise.
And I think, I mean, that's just like anything. The cheapest is not always the best. and it is like you pay, like they say, you pay for it, you get what you pay for. And you can get a cheaper cruise, but like you said, are you going to enjoy the experience? Are you going to enjoy the food? Is the entertainment something that you would enjoy? Yeah, you're on the ship, but are you having a great time? You know, so yeah, I agree.
Especially if you say, you know, maybe you saved $50, but you could have had a way better experience for that extra $50.
Exactly.
Experience, and you might want to make sure they got enough eating establishments too, because I've been on a cruise where it was cheap, but I was also hungry, and I don't want nobody else to have to go through that experience.
Right, exactly.
Yes. And customer service makes a difference as well. You know, you have some cruise lines that have crew that are not as friendly, you know, not as welcoming, you know, so that's something that you would want to consider too, because you're on vacation. I mean, you want to relax, you want to have a good time, and you want to have a great experience. So, and all that comes into play with that. So, all right. So, any more ladies, any, Kiki, you got another one?
Another one. So y'all know I have to fly to cruises, right? And A lot of people will tell you to fly in the same day of your cruise. And then a lot of people will tell you to book your flight out as early in the morning as possible, right? And yeah, those are both very bad pieces of advice from someone that if I miss the flight, it's a good chance I ain't getting on the ship. Right. So if I do make the flight, but the flight is delayed, there's a chance I ain't getting on the ship. Mm. And then when I get off, if I'm trying to fly back first thing in the morning and we have any kind of port delay in getting that ship cleared to actually let us off, mm-hmm. now I'm stuck and I got to figure out how I'm going to get home. Like, that's bad advice.
I agree. Especially today. Now, there was a time when I was in Georgia, there was a time when I would, you know, get up and fly out the same morning, but I was in Georgia and it was just one direct flight to Orlando or Miami, and that was pre-everything. And it was like, pre-everything right now is like a different life. It's like times where it was a whole different thing back then. So today is completely different. The airline industry is different today than it was yesterday. So, and especially if you are further away than Georgia, agreed.
Yeah, we've done that one time. And we swore we would never do it again, and we haven't. Like, it's just, it's too close to calls, and especially, like you said, things aren't the way they used to be. So now you're just dealing with, every airline has layovers now, and if you don't catch a flight out super early in the morning, then you're probably going to have a layover. And, you know, gracious sakes, if they have, like, you just got to circle the airport because the runway ain't clear, and it's too many different things. Like, we've been on enough flights to know that it's too many different things to take that chance. Just don't do it. Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about.
Even if all things go well, but I'm stressed starting my vacation because I've been stressed all day. Like, Lord, it's delayed. We're going to be delayed 5 minutes, or we're going to delay 5 hours. Like, it's stressful. Undue stress. Don't do it to yourself.
Agreed. All right. I'm going to come to you one more time, Siobhan, to see if you have anything else. Any other bad advice that you've received?
Bad advice. You don't have to buy the drink package. Just sneak the liquor on the ship. I know that's controversial. I know people like the rum runners, but for me, it ain't worth it. Mm-mm. I ain't gonna drink that bad. I will be okay. If that's what you want to do, that is fine. And you don't have to buy the drink package if you don't want to, but I don't want to have to worry about confiscation. There's too many people on the internet now telling you how to do things sneaky, and the cruise lines are watching. Mm-hmm. So, and now they have dogs. So you got dogs, they watching your internet, they seeing how y'all getting this stuff on the ship, and it's not worth it for me. I'll bring my little 2 bottles of wine and buy my drink here and there, and I'll be okay. But I'm not sneaking it on the ship.
Totally agree.
That's not worth the embarrassment for me. Because I'm going to be trying to hide. You can probably get caught.
And I've been seeing those people on the internet. They open their bag up, and there's a big letter in there. I'm like, we confiscated your good. Ooh, confiscation. That just, something just don't sound right about it. It don't sit right with me. That somebody went through my stuff.
Yeah.
Out of my bag. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yeah. Take advantage of your free drink, bringing your free drinks on board, the bottle of wine. And some cruise line celebrity, I know they would let you bring 2 the last time I went, at least. And then
I heard they let you bring beer.
Who?
Disney. I heard they let you bring a case of beer.
Yeah. Okay. So find out the rules for your cruise line on the ship, and then, you know, as I found out on my last group cruise, it's good to take advantage of those free samples that they give on the ship. Hey, go to all the free. I remember one time I know nothing about art, but they were giving away free champagne. So, you know, of course, I came in there, you know, looking at the art and everything. Picked up my glass of champagne, and I'm studying, and I'm listening to the, you know, the speaker and everything, put it down, got my second glass, you know, and I'm listening and everything, got done with that. I was good. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? You do what you gotta do. All right. You got
opportunities to earn free drinks. Yes.
And I did not have to use a rum runner in my bag and risk getting caught. So
there you go. It's doable. And if you do decide that you're gonna go ahead and do that anyway, you ain't gotta post about it. You can just go and get away with it and be gone with your life.
Yeah, you don't have to post it. You know?
I'm telling everything. Y'all ain't gotta tell everything now. Come on, leave some things a secret. You ain't gotta tell everything.
They want everybody to know they got
Let
away
that with it. Be your personal joy on the inside.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Well, ladies, I think we're going to wrap it up here. So, Siobhan, can you tell everybody how to contact us?
Absolutely. You can find us on our individual platforms. You can comment on this video here on YouTube. You can email us at cruisekibitz, that is cruise, K-I-B-I-T-Z, at gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram, or you can message us at Purpose on the Go, Team Reach Travels, or Sig the Solo Cruiser. Back to you, Cheryl.
All right, ladies, y'all know what we should do.
What? I have an idea.
Let's call it a podcast. Woo. Don't call it a podcast.
I like the same tags. I like that one better.
Nothing beats.
Let's just call it a podcast. All right, happy cruising.